Mahmoud wasn't here last week. Mahmoud, last week we were talking about desire. And I'm going to go through a summary of it and then we continue on that because I think it's very, very important. When we desire something, Mahmoud, here, if we desire with a huge intensity, with a lot of passion, which it might not be our case, but most of the mentalities like this, eventually has to be fulfilled. This is the arena of fulfillment of desire because the desire is created with the same material as the manifestation, which is the thought pattern. So sometimes it might not get fulfilled in this lifetime, and then it could come in the most inappropriate time when you're not ready to receive it, and then it becomes a curse. And most people that are in a position they don't lack, they can bet that was the position they seeked after at some other time. They just don't have the memory of it. Now, tonight we are going to continue. What kind of desire is not binding? So, since we are concentrating on the art of living, one of the important is to how do we live without mixing again more bondage in the way out? We don't gather luggage. The first, well, before I spell the bees, I want to know anybody volunteers to say what kind of a desire does not bind?
I believe you said last week desiring the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Consciousness, awake,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, awaken, mm-hmm. Freedom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because no matter what lifetime it comes, is the right thing. I mean, I don't know too many people that would have it three lifetimes from now and say, oh my God, I don't want to be awakened. You know, so, or I don't want to be free, or I don't want to have peace. Yes, but in the process of day to day, if, how do we go about living in that art of living without, you know, creating more luggage? Yes.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to get a sticker.
Making all twos one.
Yes.
The dual and the separation. Bringing everything two, one. Two, one, the way you say it. Two, one.
Don't you love this? Don't you love this? Yes. Yes. You take every two and make it one. And I have told Ida, and I know that I've said it in the class too, the best way in an ordinary day-to-day to not be bind is to be like an inn, hotel, inn. We let things come and we let things say goodbye and go. They say hello and they say goodbye. They say hello, they say goodbye. Without any expectation, if you may say, whenever there is a desire to hold on to, it needs to be fulfilled. Anything that is desire to hold on to, it has to be fulfilled. So the in that I'm talking about is our consciousness, where it doesn't abode in any place, any specific place. It just flows, just like a river. It just flows. It doesn't hold on. It doesn't have much expectation. And I know that the more we know the truth, very little expectation is there. We're more anxious to give than to have any expectation of return. Isn't that the truth? For all of us, it's like this. We hurry more to accommodate than to be accommodated. Why? Because it's not as much body consciousness. It's not as much the sense of survival as it was once upon a time. You know, the people that wants things for themselves is out of fear of losing that body consciousness. So they seek comfort for it and happiness, and then they dig their own grave. Any other comment on that? I think that desire is a very important point.
So, Tam, what if you desire something for somebody else? Like, for example, during this time of the holidays, and you think, well, I have it pretty good and everything, but what about all the starving people in the world? What about all the things that and children and all
I
that?
I would say that's a very, very good question. Now, you might not agree, in which case you shouldn't, but in other words, you're free. You see, when you come to the self-realization or self-recognition path, which I'm sure all of us are, or we wouldn't get together here, everything shifts the way we see things. Now, normally, we should pray. And Baba also says, Loka Samasa Sukino Samantu, means may the whole world be happy. And he wants us to repeat it. But I would like to say something that sheds a little bit of light on it. We do not know their past and their future. We do not know what makes them actually finish the subtracting and adding of many lifetimes. We don't know if this hardship will not actually add up to their freedom. Do you understand what I'm saying? We just don't know. But at the same time, we have compassion. Right? How do we do with this compassion? If we are capable, of course we elevate people's pain. But since we are here, and you're saying someplace in the world there is a starvation or in the downtown Reno, the best thing is, again, say to ourselves, since the truth, or you can call God, is omnipresent, immediately release their lack. In that, there is a salvation. People might say, oh, she's just full of it. She's just too lazy. She doesn't want to go and make them sandwiches. She's sitting at home and saying, I can erase that by my consciousness. But there is only consciousness. Whatever is registered in it becomes the people's reality. So if we erase it, we have erased it from the picture level. So whatever is not beholding your consciousness, this is how the great people could give healing. And I've said that here before. By not recognizing the illness, could they give. Not that they didn't want to recognize, not that they tried to recognize, not recognize. They couldn't behold impurity. Why couldn't they behold impurity when there is so much impurity appears? Because their consciousness did not have the horror pictures that a normal person's consciousness have. So in one side, yes, you can pray. It's very noble. In another side, it's wonderful to go and feed them for today. And then tomorrow, hopefully, we feed them again. And the next day again. But to admit, I don't know what's good for them. But because of my compassion, divine compassion, I am going to spend some time erasing this picture from the universal consciousness. This, to me, I have seen the miracle of that. I have seen the effect of that being incredibly greater. Look. From the beginning of time until now, we have fought poverty, disease, discord in the form of war, and we have never solved the problem. Isn't that high time to reevaluate why is that? If God is good, if God is omnipresent, what the hell is going on? Is all because of the impurity of the imagination. So if there is enough of us that actually shift the consciousness from the first gear to fourth gear, is an easy ride. So this is only can be taught to those of us that have already done a lot of service, that have already loved with all their heart. Then they are ready to receive what is absolutely contradiction to everything anybody does, including working for peace. Then there is a deeper understanding that is not available to everybody because there is not enough interest to receive it and run with it. So we're lucky. It's a very good news. Very good news. And to the extent that it sits in our heart and we see the truth of it to that extent, we already erased it. And this is very mystical, but I'm going to try it. I've done it before and I don't think too many people cut it. If Marta, if you were not present, the world would not be present. So therefore you came before the world, and you might not believe me. You if you individualize it, it's impossible to grasp it. So therefore, whatever you behold becomes the reality of your world.
It's like if people think that something could be done, and the more people think that it can be done, then...
Yes, you can think this way, but I'm taking you beyond thinking to where there is nothing but purity no matter what you say. You see, if you have a collective thought that are positive, yes, you can temporary effect, but it's not a permanent solution. Because the same mind that come together to think positive can come together in the other side of the coin, another group, to think negative. Because it's the another side of the same coin. It is this way of thinking that is so deep. And it just opens up this avenue of possibility without effort. And this is why I said self-inquiry is so important, because everything that we have learned, even as a noble path, is no longer noble on a self-realization path. Because good is good, bad is bad. Good is better than bad, but neither one will know the truth. What needs to know the truth is complete remake of the old way of thinking and accepting.
As you said one time, the best we could do for humanity is raise our own consciousness.
Absolutely. Now, if you are not on this path, feed the poor, clean the crippled man's house, do everything you can, save the water from being polluted. But once you come here, you realize you've done your work. The world is not your business. What is your business is what is permanent, to live in it. So there are millions of people out there that they have to do what perhaps we have done. But for people that are interested for freedom and awakening, they have already done their homework. Now it's time to know the truth and set them free. The knower of Brahman is Brahman, Sai Baba says. The knower of God is God. That's simple, because there is no way you could know the truth unless you are the truth. There is no way you know how the orange feels unless you are an orange. Very big points.